先请大家听我读出今日的经文。今日的经文记载在新约的马太福音十九章十三至到十五节，一段很短的经文。那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告。门徒就责备那些人，耶稣说：让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。耶稣给他们按手，就离开那地方去了。好，感谢神。今朝早是有Pastor Parkman 在我们当中来到传讲信息。他今朝的讲题就是耶稣的优先次序，会有我们的牧者罗牧师在帮我们来做翻译，我们将时间交给他们。
Good morning, everyone. It's an honor to be here with you. And I've been looking forward to this moment for a long time. Especially as Pastor Xavier and I have talked about the heart that your church has for compassion. So thank you for the opportunity to come and share with you. I won't talk a lot about myself, but I'll introduce you to my family. As you can see there, there's my beautiful wife Camille beside me. Okay, that's she's a singer and a songwriter. And I wish she could have been here to hear that choir number we just heard. Especially those really high notes. I just want to know if the choir is okay. I would hurt myself if I was singing that high.
That was
great, thank you. And we have the privilege of traveling around the country and encouraging churches. And helping people to fulfill their destiny that they have in God. And this morning I'd like to speak with you about the priorities of Jesus. There was a place that we would visit when I was a young child. And there was it was a place where there was three rivers that joined together to make one river. Has anyone ever visited a place like that? Maybe two rivers join into one? It's really beautiful and really powerful. And as children, we would just stand there and stare at it. It was so amazing to us to see how big the river became when other rivers joined in. I think that's a great picture for us of what it's like to follow Jesus. When we first begin to follow Jesus, our lives are like a small stream. And then we learn one of the priorities of Jesus and start to live it out in our lives. And another river is added to that river. And then we learn another priority of Jesus. And we start to live that out in our lives again. And the river gets wider and wider and wider. And the world can look at you as an individual. Or as a family or a church family. And they can see how beautiful it is to follow Jesus. How wonderful it is to follow Jesus.
And
so today we want to learn more about the priorities that Jesus has for our lives.
關於耶穌的優先次序,學習他的侍奉,
so that your witness and your testimony becomes more and more powerful.
以致你的見證,你的,為耶穌所做的更加有能力,
and also so that you are deeply fulfilled in following Jesus.
更加加深我怎樣去服從耶穌的命令,
so that river is as wide as possible.
以致河流更加廣闊,壯闊,
and the first priority we want to look at that are in the heart of Jesus are lost people.
第一個耶穌優先次序就是那些
Let's read from Matthew chapter 28.
你讀出馬太福音第28章19節, 經文說, 所以你們要去, 使萬民作的門徒, 奉父子, 聖靈的名, 給他們施洗。
Thank you. I just realized I forgot to say something earlier.
留些話沒講,
and that is that all of my sons are single.
我三個兒子都是單身的。
If anyone wants to talk after a church, we can talk.
大家想呢,做,即,有興趣可以,完了之後,問,問一下,Now,
back to more serious things.
一些緊要的事,
in the heart of Jesus are the nations of the world.
在耶穌心裡面呢,他有萬國萬民,他很關心,
and he wants people from every nation and tribe and tongue to come to know him.
耶穌很渴望呢, 萬國萬民的人呢,可以來到認識耶穌基督,
to come home to him, to be reconciled to him.
能夠耶穌復和,更加是耶穌做他生命的主,
he wants them to know his healing and his goodness,
認識耶穌的慈悲,耶穌的醫治,
his mercy and his provision,
神的憐憫,神的供應,
his kindness,
神的慈悲,
he wants no one to stay in a state of being lost.
他不想任何一個人 被遺棄,被遺忘。
I'd like to introduce you to a family that was lost.
我想介紹一個曾經遺失、被遺忘、迷路的一個家庭。
This is a family that is living in Thailand.
這家庭住在泰國。
And as you know, there's very few people who follow Jesus in that country.
在那個地方其實很少人是信耶穌、跟從耶穌。
And there's very little opportunity to go from lost to being found.
所以很少機會呢,有機會呢, 被尋找,能夠得救。
This was a family that was living without hope.
一家庭沒有盼望,
they were living in poverty.
活在貧窮當中,
and when people are living without hope, they sometimes make very bad decisions.
有時人活在貧窮當中的時候,都會做一些愚蠢的決定。
And as you know, in this country, there's many people who sell their children to be sex slaves.
所以他國家裡面,很多人將小朋友賣了做初妓。
When we're lost, we're not thinking clearly.
當我們迷失的時候,這些決定都不很清楚。
And we don't know the value that we have in God's eyes.
忘記了在耶穌面前,眼中那個真正寶貴的價值。
And we make decisions that just bring more and more destruction into our lives.
一路做了很多的破壞性的決定,傷害人。
But our family was able to sponsor one of these girls.
有機會呢,當個小朋友被呢資助,
and her name is Kat, her nickname.
Kat.
And she's sitting right in front of her dad there.
就是呢,電單車坐在最前面的小女孩。
And it was a privilege for us to be able to sponsor her.
我們很榮幸可以呢,服侍這個小朋友。
As she went to the Compassion Center, she started to hear about Jesus.
這小朋友呢,每天回去Compassion的中心,有機會聽到耶穌的訊息。
And she was drawn to the goodness of Jesus.
慢慢去被耶穌的愛吸引。
And she opened up her heart and received Christ.
要打開自己的心,接受耶穌做她的主和救主。
She started to grow in her faith and became a leader among her peers.
慢慢熟靈生命成長,成為群體當中的一個領袖。
She started to lead worship at the Compassion Center on her guitar.
在Compassion中心裡面彈吉他,帶領敬拜,詩歌。
And she began to get vocational training.
慢慢接受這個在職的訓練。
And then she graduated out of the program.
也畢業了。
And we got a letter from the director of the program at that time.
收到他的中心的主任一封信。
And the director said, you might not have known this.
你可能未必知道一個的事。
But not only did Kat come to know Jesus,
不單止這小朋友Kat,即是他自己信了耶穌。
Also, her whole family came to know Jesus.
全家都信了耶穌。
They are found.
迷失,大家被尋回,
they are no longer lost.
不再是迷失,被遺忘一個。
And I want you to know this morning that that is a normal thing in the ministry of compassion.
讓大家知道這是很正常在compassion事工發生的事。
Every 4 minutes, a child comes to know Jesus through compassion.
透過 compassion 嘅事工，平均每四分鐘有一個小朋友相信基督耶穌。
Every 4 minutes, there's another one found.
每四分鐘有一個啦。
But not only that, when a child comes to know Jesus through compassion,
更加重要就係當一個小朋友信咗耶穌之後
，on average, another 4 family members also come to know Jesus.
平均嚟講咧，另外三個嘅家庭咧都會信埋耶穌。
So when you look at this photo,
你望下幅圖畫。
This is a perfect example of what happens in the ministry of compassion.
这就是很福美丽图画代表到 compassion 的服事。
Not only is that child transformed,
不止一个小朋友生命被改变
and found,
被寻找被寻回
but the whole family is now found.
全家被寻回得救。
And so as we lean in close to the heart of Jesus this morning,
这个呢我们当我们贴近耶稣心个心胸旁听到的
we can hear his heart beating the lost.The lost.
有心跳就是被遺忘的，被遺忘的，被遺忘嗰班。
And he wants our hearts to also be beating for lost people.
都希望你的心跳声同样都是好耶稣一样，挂住担心住啲被遺忘嘅人。
The second group we want to look at this morning is the least.
第二班我今朝要留心嘅就系嗰啲最少数嗰班。
Let's read about them in Matthew chapter 25.
我读下罗马论语马太福音第二十五章三十四节咁讲。于是王要向那右边的说：你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我作客旅，你们留住我；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。二人就回答说：主啊，什么时候见你饿，给你食；渴了，给你饮？什么时候见你作客旅留你住或是赤身露体给你穿呢又什么时候见你病了或是在监里来看你呢王要这样回答说我实在告诉你们这些事你们既作在我这弟兄中最小的身上就是作在我身上了
In this passage we have two groups of surprise people
这经文里面有两组令人惊讶的群体
Both groups have seen Jesus.
这两组人都见到耶稣
But they don't realize that they've seen Jesus.
但他没怀疑原来他见到耶稣
And Jesus says, when you have seen the least of these, in some way, you've seen him.
耶稣说都是见到最微小、最少数的人其实见到耶稣自己
When you've seen the people that are suffering the most,
你见到最受苦的一群
they're in extreme poverty.
极端贫穷嘅
，even having food and water and clothing is a problem for them.
Even 咧，即系食啊、着啊都系问题嘅。
He says, when you care for them, it's like you're caring about me.
当你关心佢哋、供应佢时候，等于做喺耶稣嘅生命当中、耶稣身上。
And if we do not really care about them,
当我哋唔系好关心佢哋嘅时候
，then we're showing that we really don't care.About Jesus.
等于我哋咧唔好关心紧张耶稣。
And he identifies with them so much, he calls them brothers and sisters.
耶稣竟然同呢班最微小、最边缘嘅人认同，佢话咧系我嘅弟兄，最小嘅一位。
He cares about them and he wants us to be motivated to help them.
耶稣与佢认同，更加希望咧可以鼓励佢哋，更加咧认识佢。
So he says, if you care about them, I will reward you.
当你关心呢啲群体时候咧。我一定会祝福回报你哋。
I'll reward you as though you were doing something for me.
我祝福你，回报你，好似你做喺我身上一样。
The man in the middle here is named Everett Swanson.
中间呢位人咧叫 Eric，
and he was invited to preach to the Korean troops during the Korean War.
佢被邀请咧去到韩国嚟到讲道，当时仲打韩战嘅。
And he had no idea.How bad things were in the country.
他没想过呢韩国当时有可以差成咁。
He's out walking in the street one day, and a little boy steals his coat out of his arm.
一佢行紧嘅时候，有小朋友就嚟偷咗件衫走咗去。
The boy runs down the street.
个小朋友一路走走走。
He chases the boy.
咁佢一路追住个小朋友啦。
And he comes around the corner.
一路转个弯位。
And he can see his coat, but there's something under his coat.
佢见到咧件衫，不过咧有啲系遮住咗。
And he looks under, and there's a little boy trying to stay warm.
打开咧，原来下边啲小朋友里边。
There was thousands of abandoned children everywhere in the streets.
好多咧，超过1000以上嘅小朋友咧，被遗弃班仔里边。
And they were trying to stay warm enough and have enough food to eat every day. And he's flying home and thinking that God wants him to do something about this. He can hear God asking him, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
你想怎樣回應啊?
So he goes home and he gets some friends together. And they decided to sponsor these children.
所以決定呢,
and that was the beginning of the Ministry of Compassion International.
這就是呢,
because a person was responsive to the voice of God.
即有人呢,
and today, there is now about 1.9 million children sponsored with compassion. But that's not the end of the story in Korea. The church in Korea became much stronger. The economy got stronger. And compassion was able to leave Korea. And the church in Korea was able to take care of the least of these. But as compassion was leaving the country, oh, I think someone's getting a call. Just wait. No. as compassion was leaving the country, the leaders said, you will be back. The leaders of the Korean church said, you will be back.
韓國領袖跟他說,
and we will become a sending nation that will help the least of these in other countries. So a few years later, that's exactly what happened.
回去的時候看,
and the president of Compassion was there reintroducing Compassion to Korea.
所以韓國,
and he was giving an amazing speech. But a man over on this side kept on interrupting him.
在會場當中呢,個人呢,不住咁騷擾佢舉手,
waving and standing
在那裡揮手咁樣,
up. And he said, it looks like you have something to say.
喂,兄弟,好像你有嘢想講喎。
So the man said, you don't need to tell us about compassion.
他說,其實你不用再講compassion這事工給我聽啦。
We are your children.
我就是你的兒子,兒女。
And he was one of those little boys that had been sponsored. And now he was a leader in the church and in his denomination. And all over the room, men and women began to stand up. And they would say, hello.
Hello, 你好.
I am your daughter. And a man would stand up and say, hi, I'm your son.
这个男人起身,哎,起身,哎,
these were children that were literally being hauled away like garbage. As garbage workers would go through the street every day, they just haul them away all the time.
那些垃圾人呢,经过呢,他们都会看一下那些垃圾,
and now they were Christian leaders in all different parts of Korean society. And what God had done was he had seen those little boys and girls. And he'd moved the hearts of God's people. And he changed the whole nation of Korea through them. So let's lean in close to the heart of Jesus this morning. And let's listen. His heart is beating the least, the least,
the least.
The lost are in the heart of Jesus. And the least are in the heart of Jesus. And the littlest are in the heart of Jesus. Let's read from Matthew chapter
18. 凡為我的名接待一個像這小孩子的, 就是接待我, 凡使者信我的一個小孩子跌倒的, 倒不如把大磨石捲在這個人的頸項上, 沉在深海裡。
Jesus says that we will be rewarded according to how we treat little people, children.
耶稣说, 我会回报你,祝福你,当你对爱这帮小朋友的时候,
and he's showing us how important they are in his heart.
耶稣说,告诉你,这帮小朋友,耶稣眼中何等的宝贵。
He says, if you welcome a child, it's though you're welcoming me.
我们招呼小朋友的时候,等于招呼耶稣。
If you create a space that's safe for them and they can experience well-being,
预备一个空间,让小朋友可以在安全环境里面成长。
I'll reward you as though you're doing that for me.
我一定会祝福你,当是在我生命当中一样。
But if someone does not value children,
但如果有人不看重这帮小朋友,
if someone harms children,
有人伤害小朋友,
if someone causes them to sin,
有人令他们犯罪,
it'd be better for them if something heavy like that piano
好像这个这么重的钢琴一样,
was tied around their neck
绑着他们的颈,
and they were thrown into the Burrard Inlet.
而不是钢琴一样,
it sounds like children are a big priority to Jesus.
比喻告诉我们,小朋友在耶稣眼中多么宝贵,
let's read also in Matthew chapter 19.
另外经文就是马利福音第十九章十三到十五节这么讲，那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，门徒就责备那些人。耶稣说：让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。耶稣给他们按手，就离开那地方去了。
The disciples got a bit of a surprise in this passage.
门徒遇到一个很惊讶的场面。
They thought that the important people in the community were maybe the adults. We don't know for sure.
他认为当时最重要是成人。
But they see the little children as a distraction to Jesus.
认为小朋友来到都是阻头阻势。
And Jesus says the opposite is true.
也都反而反过来说。
Actually, the kingdom of heaven belongs to little children. And they are central in my plan to win the world. Their hearts are open to the things of the kingdom. And your job is to make the way clear so they can come to me. He says, disciples, I want to make this really clear. Just make the way clear so little ones can come to me. I'd like to introduce you to Jonathan. You can see him there in the middle with a big Dominican smile. We met Jonathan around this time when he was in his
20s.
But he told us the story of when he was little. He was 7 years old, and his mom would send him into the streets every day. And she'd say, Jonathan, go and sell these little bags of juice. And sell as many as you can. And then bring the money back, and we will have food to eat tonight. But if you don't sell enough, we can't eat.
如果你买得不够,今晚就没饭吃。
So this little boy is living in extreme poverty.
所以这小朋友活在一个很贫穷的情况下。
And every day he walks through his neighborhood.
每天都在邻居当中去游荡,走的时候。
And it feels like a prison.
好像一个监仓一样。
He looks around and he sees no one ever gets out of here.
很多个人都困在这个困局里面,监仓一样,出不去。
No one can leave this neighborhood.
没人可以离开这个社区。
There was a cycle of poverty that would go generation after generation.
贫穷问题一路循环不息,一路一路地传下去。
And so poverty was speaking a lie to little Jonathan.
那个贫穷问题好像有一个大谎言一样对着Jonathan讲。
And saying, you don't matter.
你不紧要的,你不重要的。
And not only that, his father had rejected him.
不单止还有,他爸爸都拒绝他。
Jonathan had been born as a result of a secret affair that a man had. And when the man's family found out about the secret, the man was angry, he was embarrassed. And he came to little Jonathan. And he said, Jonathan, you were a mistake.
你是一个意外。
I never want to see you again.
我不想再见到你。
But Jonathan was sponsored with compassion.
Jonathan被compassionate的资助。
And he went home and he read a letter from his compassion sponsor.
他回家看到compassion的资助人写一封信给他。
And he started to have a different message spoken into his life.
生命当中接到另一个的信息。
And his sponsor said, Jonathan, today I was thinking of all the things that I'm grateful for.
那个资助他的人呢，信里面咁讲，佢话我为你去感恩，我为你祈祷。
And I want you to know I'm grateful for you.
我想告诉你，我为你好感恩。
And he started to see that he mattered.
他感到自己好紧张，好紧要，其实。
He mattered to God and to other people.
发觉自己对神对人都系一个好宝贵嘅。
And every day he'd go to the compassion center.
每日都去翻咧compassion中心里边。
And he would hear that God sees him.
听到咧上帝嘅信息。
And that God has given him giftings and abilities.
神要俾佢咧有恩赐同能力。
And that God was shaping him into a difference maker.
神咧亦都一路塑造佢成为另一个人。
So he started to walk around his neighborhood as a different little boy.
所以当Jonathan再行翻佢社区当中嘅时候咧，变成咗另一个人。
He started to walk around with his chest puffed out like a big bullfrog.
佢又昂首挺胸咁行。
And fire in his eyes.
哇，充满咗火热。
And he started to believe that God could change his neighborhood.
佢深信神可以改变佢嘅社区。
And God could change his country.
神可以改变佢嘅国家。
On the day when we met Jonathan, when he was in his 20s,
当我们遇到Jonathan，当他还是20岁的时候,
all of his friends gathered around and said, you have to meet Jonathan.
所有朋友跟他说，你一定要看我朋友Jonathan，探望他。
And we knew something was going on.
我知道有些事情很特别。
So we walked over and we went to shake his hand.
所以走去跟他握手，认识他。
And his friends said, this is our friend Jonathan.
他朋友就说，这是我朋友Jonathan。
And he is going to be the president of the Dominican Republic.
他快要成为多米尼加的总统。
We didn't know what to say.
我都不知道怎么回应他好。
And his friends said, maybe you didn't hear us.
你未必听清楚我们说的话。
Our friend Jonathan is going to be the president of the Dominican Republic.
我的friend Jonathan就成为多米尼加的总统。
And as I'm shaking his hand, I'm looking into his eyes.
当我握着手时，望着一眼，
and I can see some fire there.
我见到那团的火。
And he believes that God has called him to make a difference in his nation.
他深信神要透过他的生命影响整个国家。
In the year 2020, he is running to be senator in the Dominican Republic.
在2020的时候，他会参选成为当地的参议员。
He started to see himself in a different way.
他看自己另一个角度去认识。
And that's because people said, Jonathan, you matter.
因为有人告诉他, Jonathan, 你生命是有价值的。
You matter to Jesus and you matter to me.
你对耶稣对人都是有价值有意义的。
So let's lean in close to the heart of Jesus this morning.
希望再一次紧贴耶稣的胸膛。
And I believe that we can hear it together.
一起听到耶稣的心跳声。
That his heart is beating.
耶稣心跳声一路咁跳。
For the littlest.
他说很关心那些被遗忘的。
The littlest.
最年幼的。
And so may our hearts beat together with his for the littlest.
让我们心跳和耶稣心跳都是一起有共鸣，关心那些最年幼的。
I want you to think about the lady who sponsored Jonathan.
我想想那个资助Jonathan那个女士。
And imagine how she feels today.
幻想一下她今天有什么感受。
Is she thinking, oh, that was a great sacrifice for me?
我想想，哎呀，很大的牺牲啊。
That was so hard to sponsor Jonathan.
相当困难啊，要养他，资助他。
Yeah, I couldn't go to Starbucks.
又不可以去Starbucks探咖啡。
No, she's thinking, I'm so glad that I invested in the littlest.
所以她不是这么想，反而她想，哎呀，感谢神可以投资生命在这个小朋友生命当中。
The reason why we love compassion so much
为什么我这么喜欢compassion这个事工呢?
Is that it allows us to care for the lost, the least, and the littlest.
因为透过这个事工，我们关心到被遗忘的、最少数的和最年幼的三个群体。
Over 80% of the children that come into the program
80%的小朋友参加这个compassion的事工
are coming from families that don't know Jesus.
都是来自不信耶稣的家庭。
They are the lost.
他们是被遗忘、被 遺棄那班,
Over 80% of the children that come into the program are coming from families that make less than $2 a day.
他們的家庭收入每天是低於美金兩元,
and they are the least.
他們是最少數的班,
and of course, Compassion is working with the littlest.
當然啦, Compassion更加是服侍最年幼的班,
because we're working with children from birth all the way to age 21.
因為光了由剛剛出生的去到21歲的,
so when you see a child sponsorship pack from Compassion,
外面看到一些 Compassion那些小朋友的簡介,
you're looking at someone that is all three of those things. They are the lost, the least, and the littlest. But sometimes we get the question, what makes Compassion different from other ministries? And I want to share that there are four things that make Compassion unique. So very briefly, first of all, Compassion is Christ-centered.
第一个特别就是,
the best way to lead someone out of poverty is to introduce them to Jesus. And they begin to see themselves in a completely different way. And that's their first and their biggest step out of poverty. Compassion is also child-focused. 85% of people who come to know Jesus come to know Jesus before they reach the age of 15. But we're only giving 15% of our missions giving to reaching children. So Compassion helps us focus on those hearts that are the most open to Jesus. Christ-centered, child-focused, and church-based.
重複來幾次啊, 基督為中心, 兒童為重點, 第三個,
very often when foreigners see people who are living in poverty,
很可惜,當很多外國人來到看不同地方的貧窮問題的時候,
they want to come up with a solution.
很想找些方法, 找出些方法,
but usually they come up with the wrong solution.
很多時都是錯的方法,
that's why Compassion always works through local churches.
所以這樣的原因, Compassion多數一定是跟當地的教會合作,
and that way there isn't help that comes for a short time and then people leave.
以至呢, 方法就不是短視或者很快要走的。
In 5 years or 25 years, the church is still there.
透過教會5年、25年, 那教會還在社區當中服事。
They know the language, they know the culture, they know the people.
教會明白那區的人的生活, 他們的言語和文化。
And they bring those long-term solutions that people
所以想很多,
need.
計劃很多長線的發展和改善的工作。
Fourthly, Compassion is
第四樣是什麼呢?
Committed to financial integrity.
他們在財政上都是很可靠的。
Compassion is always ranking as one of the top charities in the world.
在不同的機構調查當中呢, Compassion都是最top 1%的機構是誠信和可靠。
So you know that your monthly donation of $41
所以知道你每月所資助的41元的資助金錢
is going exactly where Compassion says it is going.
好像Compassion所說,所服侍的一些項目。
So we'd like to show you a video now
我想有一段短片給大家看一下,
that shows you the kind of impact that you have when you sponsor with Compassion.
看看透過你的資助,怎樣去影響一個小朋友的一生和家庭。
By the way, how many people... Oh, sorry.
停停先啦,不好意思,停停。
Oh, sorry, I was just going to introduce this.
講多幾句啊。
How many people here already sponsor a child with Compassion?
當中是不是有弟兄姊妹已經資助了小朋友的?
Thank you. We want to show you the kind of impact this is having.
我想讓大家透過影片認識一下你所做的工作有什麼影響。
In this video, you'll see what happens with some of the alumni of the Compassion program.
在Compassion裡面已經畢業了的人分享他們的經歷和成長。
I want to ask you to think about the impact that you will have when you sponsor today.
所以想想,今天如果你想資助小朋友的時候,想想那個影響其實是多麼深遠。
Okay, ready.
我就是播影片。 我一样去小朋友当中去资助佢哋，作出同样个嘅影响，心愿影响。
And we ask you to come and see us at the table at the back or the table downstairs.
佢哋去咧出边门口张台或者系楼下运动场嗰张台。
And come and pick out a child to sponsor.
拣一张小朋友嗰个资助嘅卡。
It only takes a moment to fill out this form.
只需要几分钟时间咧填写张嘅报名表。
But it will change that child's life forever.
可以改变啲小朋友一生。
And it'll change their family's life and their community.
改变埋佢家庭，改变埋佢服侍嘅社区。
So as you know, on the front there's some information about the child.
封面咧有个小朋友嘅相啊，同埋啲基本资料啦。
And when you sponsor, you just fill out the other two parts and leave that with us.
如果想资助嘅话，就填埋卡里边嘅另外两版。
And when you sponsor today, we have a nice thank you gift for you.
如果今日资助嘅话咧，申请资助有一份特别礼物送俾你。
You'll get this as your thank you gift.
这个是多谢的礼物。
It's a book written by an author who isn't famous yet.
这本书是一个暂时未出名的人写的。
It's me.
就是我啦。
And so, please sponsor a child, and we'd like to give you that as a thank you gift.
希望你今天申请，我想送本书给你。
And I want to bless you as a church family.
我想为你祝福，为你祈祷，作为一个教会一份子。
We're grateful for you.
我呢，为你有感恩。
That you are on a journey of caring for the lost, the least, and the littlest.
你一路咧服侍紧呢班最贫穷、被遗弃嗰班嘅人。
And we feel blessed to partner with you.
好荣幸、好感恩咧，同一齐去合作，一齐侍奉。
So we look forward to seeing you at the table.
希望咧出边嘅台可以见到你。
And to helping you find a child to sponsor.
帮助你揾一个小朋友啱咗啱你可以一齐去资助嘅。
May God bless you in Jesus' name.
愿神祝福大家。
Amen.
我讲几句啦，出边咧嗰个。義工都是懂廣東話的，可以幫你填寫一些報名表。另外呢，其實 Compassion 我第一次去的時候就是2015年，外面 Pastor Jeremy 邀請我和我太太下去中美洲的薩爾瓦多El Salvador 去體驗和服侍，那次也很震撼的經驗。那個社區裡面全部都是幫派林立，就是青年謀殺率全球最高的地方，毒販樣在一個這麼困難這麼危險的地方，教会怎么改变拯救小朋友，改变家庭，甚至乎拯救整个社区呢，这样去探望很多的不同的教会，一个很震撼的经历。所以回来就开始了众恩堂第一次的 Compassion Sunday。 今年都有机会跟不同的教会分享，很多人都没听过 Compassion， 听到他分享，其实 Compassion 在寒战的时候开始，有超过50年的历史，但是环教会比较少去听。所以今年就邀请了成了4间教会的牧者，就是温哥华的，一间是温哥华浸信会，列治文的哥伦教会，南温哥华众恩堂和穆定安众恩堂的牧者同我一起落咗去墨西哥一啲嘅体验同埋去服侍，咁样佢都系大开眼界经历，所以间教会都开始咗 Compassion Sunday。咁另外佢都一个嘅梦想咧，出边都今日都有好多墨西哥嘅小朋友都可以迎领啊，可以资助。咁咧有机会去5间教会联队墨西哥探访你所资助嘅小朋友，都系一个谂下都几兴奋嘅经历。亦都嚟紧咧，我都会去非洲短宣啦，我去加纳。教会差传部资助小朋友都在加纳，我所资助小朋友都在加纳，我都会去非洲加纳探访小朋友，探访 Compassion Center， 看他们怎么去服侍，希望个过程当中加深对这个机构的认识。愿神祝福大家继续可以参与这些贫困小朋友这个成长和信主生命改变的经历。交给杨牧师。